6:21, WCCO Talking Politics with Blois Olson on this Tuesday morning. Hi, Blois.
Good morning, Dave.
What's the big news out of Lake Elmo? The fact that there is no big news?
Yeah, pretty much, right? you know, Lake Elmo continually kind of is controversial, and there's a lot of political divisions out there, but they've had some real big battles amongst the city council members, and it seems as though they're all starting to get along out there. And so Bob Shaw from the Pioneer Press reports that there was no snide name calling, there was no rude comments, nobody got, you know. So they call it miraculous, but I think the energy that goes into those kind of political battles, especially on the local level, which we see a lot in these city councils, it kind of burns out after a while, and hopefully they can carry this new attitude into the new year.
Speaking of city councils, Blois, this Minneapolis 2040 plan, is that generally accepted well, or what's the status on that?
Well, it passed the council 12-1, and it really was the work and the championing by Lisa Bender, the council president, that got it done. People in neighborhoods were very upset. There's definitely still some, there's going to be some hard feelings for a while. Over the weekend, the Star Tribune reported that Linnea Palmisano, one of the council members, said that she didn't feel comfortable at City Hall. She felt like she, that people were talking behind her back. She was the one dissenting vote.
Oh, I read that. So, yeah, I forgot about
that. Yeah, so there's definitely some ill will, but you have to remember, so much of this Minneapolis City Council is either in their first term or just their second term. This is a major issue, kind of planning issue to go forward. So I think it'll work its way out over time, like any political battle, but it's definitely going to take some time. And it's about 2040, and I don't know about you, but we're talking about 2020 right now. I can't imagine like what the city of Minneapolis is going to look like in 2040. And in fact, by the time it might look like the people are worried, I'll be a grumpy old man sitting in my yard saying, get off my lawn.
That's right. The Minnesota Secretary of State, I'm curious about this. They're taking applications for people who would like to serve as members of the Metropolitan Council. Can just anybody apply for that? How does that work? And what do they do?
Well, they do regional planning for the Twin Cities. So anybody within the Twin Cities area, I think the 3-county metro area, and there's districts. So if you live in a certain district, you apply for that district, and they are all serve at the pleasure of the governor. So the governor will have all those appointments to make. The deadline is January 9th, and it's oftentimes people are really interested in the planning or, you know, the politics of the region, and they deal with a lot with transit and sewers and stormwater. So there you go.
Let me ask you, as long as you're talking about appointments, the governor-elect and lieutenant governor-elect have some announcements to make today.
They do. They're going to announce their first 5 commissioners today at 1:00 in a news conference. And there's been a lot of anticipation. People were saying, why are you waiting so long? There's a couple different pieces that people should be aware. Tim Walz was considering announcing all 23 commissioners at the same time. He's a football coach, and he thought the idea of having his whole team there ready to go would be good. Logistically, that became very, very challenging. And so even late Sunday, they started to understand that they needed to start announcing. So they'll announce 5 at 1:00 today. Some of them may be holdovers like Myron Franz and Cynthia Bowerly, but we have learned that Minnesota Housing will be led by, we believe, a woman named Jennifer Ho, who served for 7 years in the Obama administration as an undersecretary of Housing and Urban Development. And then we also believe that the Met Council and maybe transportation, maybe the other commissioners announced today.
Something you and I talked about when we were at Farm Fest, where we had a great time, by the way. We were hosted. It was just so much fun being out there.
I think we're going back, Dave, so you know.
Well, good, because that was I hadn't climbed on a tractor in a long time. Next year, I'm going to go drive that thing. But here's the deal. The Trump administration announced yesterday, Blois, said a second and a final round of the aid we talked about for these retaliatory tariffs, notably for our soybean farmers, are going to be distributed. But how do the corn growers fare out in this thing?
The corn growers are not happy with the way these payments came out. And we're going to learn more. It kind of came out late yesterday, so we're digging in. It came out after we published Ag Take. But the corn growers aren't happy. And you're going to continue to see this as trade pressure on farmers grows and the economy softens. There's going to be more and more kind of pushback, I think, from the ag industry, soybean farmers and corn farmers.
All right, Blois, I took a spin by the state capitol last night, and we kind of forget how pretty that structure is. And I'm talking politics, I'm talking about on the surface, but man, does that look beautiful there along 94 if you have a chance to drive down John Ireland and it's all lit up. It's pretty neat.
And if people haven't been back since the renovation or haven't been there at all, the tours and the renovation are stunning. In fact, it may sound hokey, but Governor-elect Walz posted on Instagram the other day just a picture of the dome from inside and said, it's kind of, he's in awe of the beauty of the building. And I think anybody who walks through there now just kind of pauses and says, wow, we really took a long time to get that renovation done, but they did it the right way.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. I got to spend a little more time in there. I've been there a few times with my buddy Eric Eskola, just sitting up at some of the sessions.
You should bring your camera, Dave.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that. We'll go. You and I'll go over there one day. You leave, okay? Done deal?
All right. It's a deal. Sounds like a plan.
If I want to get your email, how do I do that?
You go to WCCORadio.com/morningtake. You sign up right there, and it'll be in your inbox by 7 a.m. every day.
Have a great Tuesday, Blois, and I hope that rink freezes for you sometime this winter.
It's still freezing. They skated this weekend. We're doing fine. I'm not as picky as Hauser. Hauser might be waiting for another few weeks before he lets anybody near his.
Well, Tommy doesn't want to wreck those beautiful skates he wears. You
know? Well, he's an Edina kid. You know how they are.
That's exactly right. It is a 43 degrees for a high expected today. Speaking of ice, 33 right now at CCO.